From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Each year in this country, about 50,000 children are conceived in the laboratory rather than between couples in the bedroom. The success rate for in vitro fertilization has gotten much better since the first so-called test tube baby was born 30 years ago. But many couples undergo IVF multiple times before conceiving a child. Some never conceive. Now, as NPR's Joe Palko reports, a team of researchers at Stanford University is developing a method for predicting when IVF will be successful.
Many factors can affect whether a particular cycle of IVF will result in a baby. One of the most reliable is age. The younger the parents, the more likely they'll have a child. But even younger parents can fail to have a baby on their first attempt at IVF, and then they face a difficult decision. Do they try again with the procedure, go through the stress, the expense, the inconvenience, the drugs, the discomfort, or do they quit and look into other ways of building a family? Milen Yao is a fertility specialist at Stanford University School of Medicine. She says it would be great if there were a way to give patients more specific predictions about their personal chances of getting pregnant.
If they are told that you have very high chance of taking home a baby at the end of this, that is much more powerful and much more informative than telling someone, well, based on your age, this is what you might expect.
So Yao and her colleagues are trying to find ways to predict the outcome of IVF. To start, they went into their medical records and looked back at all the patients who came through the Stanford Fertility Clinic in 2005. They looked at 30 different factors, including age, number of embryos a couple produced, and the reason for their infertility. Then, Yao and her colleagues used statistics to see which factors were most likely to predict whether a particular IVF cycle would result in a pregnancy.
It turned out that you can use four factors, and those four factors alone gave prediction at 70% accuracy.
The four factors were the amount of follicle-stimulating hormone the woman produced, as well as the total number of embryos, the number of embryos that had grown to 8 cells by day 3, and the number that had stopped growing by day 3. The work is published in the journal PLOS ONE. Mark Hornstein is director of the Center for Reproductive Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He says he's particularly impressed that Yao found you have to look at all of a couple's embryos, not just the one or two you transfer to her uterus in predicting outcomes.
They note correctly, and we've made this observation in our own program, that the prognosis for pregnancy doesn't depend only on the embryo that's implanted. It depends also on the entire group of embryos.
And Hornstein agrees it will be valuable to know what factors predict the outcome of IVF. But he says the Stanford study only looked at whether or not an IVF cycle resulted in a pregnancy.
And when we assess prognosis for a couple, we always talk about take-home baby.
Because that's what couples who go through IVF really want. Stanford's Milen Yao says the study being published this week is just the first phase of her work. She's working on a bigger study now that will look at take-home babies. She says for now her work is research. She hopes it will lead to something that can be used routinely for advising patients.
We are not at that point yet, but I hope that will be in the near future.
Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.